This is Public Radio 90, WNMU-FM Marquette. I'm Nicole Walton, and on the phone, social distancing, I have Northern Michigan University President Fritz Erickson. And President Erickson, thank you again for joining me.
Oh, thanks for having me, Nicole. I appreciate it.
Now, Northern faculty started teaching classes online earlier this month. How has Governor Whitmer's stay-at-home order further affected university operations, if at all?
Well, it has affected additional operations. But many things didn't change either. So we have made the move to all of our lab classes, all of our face-to-face classes, all instruction, doing some form of remote learning. There were a few very small exceptions that students needed to get into lab for a couple of hands-on things, but that was always limited to very small groups. That changed with the governor's executive order. But then we've really worked hard to making sure as many people could work from home as possible, work from home. And people have stepped up and done an excellent job doing that.
NMU residents and dining halls remain open. Now, some say having groups of students continue to be on campus increases the risk of transmitting COVID-19. How do you respond to that?
Yeah, we have had a lot of requests from families and from students themselves to keep our residence halls and certainly our apartments open. For some families, it's clearly a safer place to be. We heard from a number of parents over the last couple of weeks, and they just feel much more comfortable with their sons and daughters here in Marquette and in the residence halls. And our residence halls are doing a pretty good job with social distancing. And we continue to remind students how important it is if you are staying here with us on campus to practice all of those techniques, if you will, and follow the standards for appropriate social distancing.
There are additional grading options now. It's been a very interesting semester, to say the least. Could you briefly describe what those grading options entail?
Sure. One of the things that our provost, working with our academic senate, wanted to give our faculty and our students the option of doing what most people would call pass-fail. We call it a satisfactory, unsatisfactory grade. And it's just become another tool in the toolbox for faculty and students to use. We heard from faculty that said, look, I've got some students, they don't need the GPA calculated or the grades calculated in their overall GPA. They fulfilled the course to a satisfactory level. And for some students, that works out really well. It doesn't work for everybody because if you need a certain grade or you need to a set of accomplishments to continue moving on in a particular discipline, that has to be considered. There are a whole host of issues that have to be considered about pass-fail. But we wanted to provide as many options as we could for faculty and students, and they'll make that decision on those grades at the end of the semester.
How is it looking for commencement right now?
Well, we've postponed commencement. Are unable to do that on May 2nd, which is heartbreaking, we know, for a lot of our students and their families and for our faculty. This is, you know, commencement is a great celebration. But we will have commencement. We're just not sure exactly when. We've explored the August option, and they're looking carefully at that. But as soon as it's safe for us to hold commencement, we'll hold commencement.
Now, Northern's Educational Access Network has been getting some use since people have been told to stay home. How many subscribers does the EAN have, and what role has it been playing in Northern's operations?
Well, we've been very fortunate that we launched into this project of trying to provide high-speed internet to rural communities and rural families across the Upper Peninsula. We have going on 6,000 subscribers now. We've been adding, 100 subscribers a week. In fact, we've had days where it's been pretty close to that as well. People need internet access, and we're very fortunate that we're able to provide that for an awful lot of families that just plain wouldn't be able to have it without what we're doing. And we're continuing to work. Among our essential personnel are all the folks that are keep the EAN up and running, and they're doing an amazing job making sure that people get the equipment that they need, also making sure that the system is up and operational for everybody.
Okay, doing everything we can to make sure everybody is safe. NMU President Fritz Erickson, thank you for joining me this morning.
Thanks so much, Nicole. Appreciate it.